to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz for Morning Devotions. I've got a question for you today. Are you a trustworthy person? Trust's a very important word. If you trust your close friend, you're going to have confidence in what they say. The more you trust a person or an organisation, the more likely you are to rely on their services or companionship because you can see their motives are genuine. What they portray is trustworthy. They follow through on what they say. They can be trusted. Trust is a character trait that people value and they look for in other people. It is synonymous with integrity, being honourable and fair. So the question again is, are you trustworthy? Do you trust yourself? Being a trustworthy person just doesn't happen. It takes commitment, dedication and choice to live an honest life. To trust yourself, to be trusted by others, you have to be accountable in all areas of your life. Now, you know as well as I do that this can be a challenge. Let me talk about reliability. Being reliable, being truthful, deceiving others is not simply a matter of lying and or stealing. It can be in the way you look at someone. We can tell a lie by omission or when we pass along a juicy piece of gossip. Anything that leads people to believe something that is not true is dishonest. Does everything you use to communicate tell the truth? If not, you're a source of unreliable information. It was Stephen Covey who wrote the immensely popular book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He said, trust is the glue of life. It's the most essential ingredient in effective communication. It's the foundational principle that holds all relationships. And what about respecting time? That's your time and others. If you tell someone you're going to meet them at a certain time, you've made a promise. And being on time shows others that you're a person of your word. If you're late without a reasonable excuse, you're saying my time is more valuable than yours. Authentic people are very humble because they've got nothing to prove. They know who they are and they strive to walk in the truth. I don't know one authentic person that's not likable, easy to talk with. It seems authentic people are more trustworthy as well. Christians believe in the importance of trustworthiness. If you're a committed Christian, it goes without saying that others can trust you. You'll say what you mean. It's part of the belief system. Others can relax in your presence. I read recently of a good thought from the author Philip Ryken, and he said, what we say may be true as far as it goes, but we leave out the details that might put us at a disadvantage. Or we say something that's technically true, but nevertheless is intended to deceive that other person. So how can we be sure not to deceive ourselves or others? The Bible's got some great teaching in James chapter 1, verse 26. If you put yourself on a pedestal thinking you have become a role model in all things religious, but you can't control your mouth, then think again. Your mouth exposes your heart and your religion is useless. James 1, verse 26. Three things. Sincerity, honesty, trustfulness develop when you're careful with your words and actions. Because self-deception starts on the inside. Look for the love of Jesus Christ to envelop your life. Commit yourself to Him. Honour His words. And very soon, you will become a trustworthy person. Because really, trust is the glue of life. Trust is the foundational principle that holds all relationships. And as you work through trust issues, remember that even if everyone else fails you, Jesus, our Saviour, will not. Trusting in Him and His promises found in the Bible, you can learn to respond to His undeserved love and forgiveness by offering these same gifts in your relationships. Heavenly Father, I ask myself the question, am I a trustworthy person? Lord, please make me that sort of person so that others may sense that I say what I mean. Hear this prayer. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.